The state of Alaska wants to participate in a legal challenge of National Park Service authority. The case involves a run-in between a moose hunter and park rangers on the Yukon River that generated major tensions. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Department of Law is seeking status as an amicus or friend of the court in a case filed by Central resident Jim Wild. Wild is appealing a misdemeanor conviction stemming from his refusal to cooperate with Yukon Charley National Park Rangers during a boat safety check on the Yukon River in 2010. The U.S. Constitution grants navigable waters to states, and Wild's appeal challenges NPS authority to regulate rivers like the Yukon inside federal park boundaries. The state initially shied away from the Wild case last year, citing its criminal nature, but Assistant Attorney General Ann Nelson says it had a change of heart based in part on the brief filed by Wild's attorney.
It raises issues regarding the relationship to other litigation that's involved subsistence use of state-owned navigable waters. So we're not a party in the Wild case, but we will be filing a brief with the court that explains the state's position.
Wild's attorney, Bill Satterberg of Fairbanks, says he's pleased the state has changed its mind. Satterberg expects briefing in the Wild case to be completed by the end of the year. Nelson says the state also reconsidered the case because the federal court is looking at consolidating all cases involving federal authority on navigable waters, including another one the state is involved in. John Sturgeon, an Anchorage hunter banned by the Park Service from using a hovercraft on Yukon Charley waters, filed a challenge that Nelson says the state is party to.
You know, we've been affected by the Park Service applying those regulations to the state, specifically to the Department of Fish and Game, requiring that they get permits in order to conduct research in state-owned navigable waters within national parks.
Federal courts have ruled that the Park Service has authority under the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution to regulate state waters inside national parks. Nelson says the legal situation in Alaska is different because the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act additionally curbs federal authority. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Ross.